Exactly 5 weeks ago, at 4:25 in the afternoon, a little boy was born. Jonathan Paul Chupp. Jonathan means a gift from the Lord. So as I was pondering what I should share, I felt the Lord had laid this on my heart, this message. Let's turn to Psalms 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchmen watch, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Verse 3. God is the giver of life. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. God is the one that giveth life. All life come from him. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. God takes honor and pleasure in children and in multiplying the earth. And as people decide to follow him and teach their children, then God gets the honor and glory. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man. A mighty man has skill with arrows. They can hit the mark. They're skilled. They know how to use the bow. So are children when they are guided in the right direction. They need to be taught. They need to be corrected. They need to be prayed for. They need to be loved. Children guided in the correct direction can have a big potential in life. Verse 5. There is a blessing having children. Happy is the man that haveth his quiver full of them. It's not easy sometimes. It takes work, it takes diligence to train a child, to be there for them, consistency, to guide, to nurture, to love. But it is rewarding. It is a blessing in the end. Traditional archery. I was going to bring my bow in, and the vehicle was locked, but I'll just describe it. Traditional archery, where you have a compound bow, has three strings, and a recurve has only one string. So with a compound, you have pins that show you what distance you put the first one at, 15, 20, or 30. Depends what you're comfortable with. With traditional archery, I came up with three things that you need to do to be successful in archery. You need good form. It takes hand-eye coordination. And it takes muscle memory. First, you need good form. Hold in the bow, steady, as in a vise. You draw the bow, you lock it into place, and you don't move. And then you have the release. All have to line up. All have to be consistent. Once you got good form and you're consistent with that, you have to train your eye and your hand to coordinate together. As you shoot the arrows, you look at the bullseye and you don't worry about where it's hitting. What you're looking for is a group. The group might be low and to the right, but then you turn your eye and you go up and to the left. And then as you move up, you shoot there for a while. It takes lots of practice. And then you find your arrows hitting more around the bullseye. And then you bring your gaze back to the bullseye. And that's where muscle memory comes in, where you're always consistent, up and pull, up and pull. Your brain figures out where to hold your hand, how to correlate your eye, your movement, and your position so that you hit the bullseye. So I have a question for you. What have you been focusing on this week? Whatever you've been focused on, you've probably been hitting it. Have you been focused on fear instead of peace? Hatred instead of love? Worry instead of satisfaction? Anxious instead of trust? What you focus on is what you'll probably hit. Your children will follow you. I am the bow. I do the aiming. The children are the arrows. What I focus on is where the children will go. You know, an arrow can travel a long distance. But when I pull, it's about from here to about here, about this far is the distance the arrow is guided. And this distance determines the flight of the arrow. And the arrow will travel many, many distance. In a short time, we have our children. In a very short time, we guide them and govern their future. What are we doing with our time? Do we pray for them diligently? As the arrow leaves the bow, it can no longer be guided. You just have to watch. But yet, at the same time, that arrow doesn't always land at the target. There's winds that cause the arrow to drift off target. There's things that can become in the path of the arrow that cause it to lose speed and not hit the target. So just because the arrow is released in the correct direction doesn't mean it's always going to land in the correct spot. As we think about us and our lives, you cannot let the past determine the future. As we look at our failures and the failures we have had in the past, we must not let it discourage us on what the future will be have. We have to let go of the past and to look towards the future. If we meditate on the past becomes the present, and the present becomes the future. If we allow the past, it will determine our future. So we have to let go of the past. We have to let go of the failures, and we have to look at the present. And what can I change for the future? How can I change my life that will be different in the weeks, days, months to come? Let go of the mistakes and look to the future and resolve how to I am going to change, then move forward. An infant was born. An infant was born with no responsibility, a tender young soul to live and to cherish. A child grows, needs to be taught, to be guided. And as he grows, he learns more each day of the many life lessons shown to him day by day. The older he gets, the more responsibility is given, as he becomes more accountable to his own authorities. He then is trusted with more and more each year. The older he gets, the more he's given. But my son, my daughter, please don't forget what you've been given. And as you leave the home, may God grace and wisdom guide you each step of the way. But never forget, I'll always be right here to talk, for life is a battlefield. May God give us wisdom with our children.